evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 4th of the 6th month, 2025. It is a Wednesday evening and the time is 21:04. My name is the Matriarch and I am the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I am the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the task where the table, the cake, the icing and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence. Hello, violence. Hello, violence.
Igera.
Hey, Oko Igera.
Oh, Igera, not even you never hear you over this side of the north. Maybe I don't know where are you
now. Oh, I'll talk to them.
You still say you are sitting on, you are busy, but nothing.
I'll go and talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my beloved. Today is Wednesday, so that caller had absolutely had the right to actually do that, because on Wednesdays, what we do is we address the elephant in the room in terms of what you would like to address, and that's about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, how are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, how have you guys been? Ladies and gentlemen, dalenge, dalenge. Talenge, how you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we started a conversation around a reprimanding. What is it? Who does it? How long do we do it? And. Now, initially, I wanted us to really just dive into it, you know. Like, I wanted you guys to come and tell me, like, how do you guys reprimand? Like, how do you guys reprimand employees? How do you guys reprimand children? How do you guys express disapproval? How do you guys express yourselves when it comes to something that is wrong in terms of what you believe is wrong and what you believe is right? How do you guys do that? Sorry. Sorry, I'm suffering. I'm going through a lot, okay? It's called Eshikisha season and grepa. It is addressing the elephant in the room within my body. So, how do you address things? How do you express yourself when it comes to addressing certain issues that you don't feel are correct, certain issues that you don't feel are appropriately done, anything, basically? So we were talking about confrontational conversations, we were talking about interrogative conversations, and then we were talking about calm and mellow conversations. Now, calm and mellow conversations are the conversations that we are supposed to have, because we are supposed to be, ideally, a human being is supposed to be this this species that doesn't show too much emotion and is mostly just neutral. And we're not supposed to be too emotional when addressing things. But unfortunately, we are emotional beings also. So I don't know, man. We are not supposed to be emotional and we're supposed to be emotional at the same time. I don't know. We're supposed to strike a balance. So when you're reprimanding, you're not supposed to be at the top of your voice. You're not supposed to be under here. You're not supposed to be weeping and crying. You're supposed to be addressing the elephant in the room. But sometimes the elephant in the room is such an offensive thing, or the elephant in the room is such a bad thing that it makes you feel terrible. And when it makes you feel terrible like that, you're like, nah, bruh, I don't know why you guys are doing this. And then later on, you just look like an emotional mess in front of the individuals you're supposed to be reprimanding. And then the reprimanding just goes south. And there we go. It is out of our hands. That's most not what we want. So, when we're talking about confrontational conversations, right? Confrontational conversations are the types of conversations where... Good evening.
Good evening, Zenetti.
Good evening, love of the nation.
I very well, thank you. How is the evening over there?
It is wonderful and lovely, even though we are going through the motions.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Before I proceed...
Yes.
Can you please bear with me, my network these days?
Mm-hmm.
it is just somehow even my frequencies interrupted.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Today's Wednesday.
Yes, today's Wednesday.
Do we have got our privilege?
You do have your privileges.
All right.
But before you start with your privilege, I would really honestly like to ask you, how do you reprimand people?
How do I reprimand people?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When we are talking about reprimand, it being happen or being done according to what a person have done or according to the status quo. Therefore, on my side, firstly, what I have to do, I have to look on both sides.
Okay. And what would both sides look like?
Both sides, I mean, firstly, before I reprimand, I have to really be sure what really calls for such a thing to happen before a reprimand. Then, after I realize or after I got an necessary information about such a thing, then I have to reprimand, but it must be, I can do it through a constructive manner. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you figure out both sides? Because you spoke about you have to understand it from both sides. So maybe you can give us an example of a situation where you would have to see things both sides.
All right. Love of the Nation have stolen some of the tools while he is working.
Okay.
All right. And it is not allowed by the law for the people to steal.
Yes.
On my side, before, I did not begin to reprimand. I want to know what caused Love of the Nation to steal such a tools or a material on the working place. Maybe Love of the Nation is working for a long time without pay and have nothing to cater his needs. Therefore, he said that this is the place where I wasted my time and I got nothing. I have to try as much I can so that I can brought about something to serve for my needs.
But does that make it right? Does that make stealing right? Because you have been working for a long time and you haven't gotten paid. Does that make stealing correct?
Stealing is not right.
Okay, so
so I'm trying to elaborate that.
Okay.
Before I did not reprimand that people, why they have to do that? First, I have to get and necessary information so that I can able to reprimand in a constructive manner, and then by looking both sides, reprimanding the one who caused such a situation, and reprimanding to the one who who take part to such a situation, because there is a causes and there is a, something which take part.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one.
If you lost your show, all of that you could Oma wa o tomono okuchako NHP. Genge wa longi fae longi foli lipedu lo wa wo uhaku. Olo halipiti kwa efiku nefiku. Mefiloshi shelo uhaku oe. Owa washi mali wa oshosha kupako. Washika we delu wa komto wa landu lako. Kashi, koma punglo e na shano unjolo wele oe. Otodulu okulongi fa oma wa oe. Wa hupuko, opo una mitito shiningi momikalo dihapungashi. Okufuti lapo oi mali wa ishona. Oyo hodulu okupolwa. Ulifutila ove mwene, oma ya kulo olu hapu, hakala ina kwa telwa, mowawe kwa folo elu unamiti. Ile, otojulu no kuli, okupitifapo e mwe didonumba, tokala inofuta e ya kulo lo elu unamiti. Kowyalele uhapu, talela po nhp.com.na. Ema ngono malandola fwana ododi na okulandulua. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
I am the one who steal, but I'm not the one who caused such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is someone or there is something which caused such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then to me, I have to reprimand both by looking both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in order to prevent another challenger from...
So how would you reprimand Love of the Nation in this case?
Hmm?
How would you reprimand them? Do you fire them? Do you have a conversation with them? Or what? How would you reprimand him?
Yes, I said that it must be constructive.
How? Now, give us an example of constructive reprimandation.
Reprimand.
Yeah. Give us an example now of that particular scenario.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
If I have distance with them, I have to search for their contact and then have a discussion with them through telephonically.
Okay.
But if we are nearby,
mm-hmm.
I have to meet with them and have a discussion face to face.
Are they still going to be working for you? Is he still going to be working for you? Or are you going to let him go home or what?
Working for me.
Well, so you are not going to fire the person that stole from you?
Working for me.
So the person, you are not going to fire them? You're just going to keep them at work like nothing happened?
No, I will just find a solution to what...
It's that finding the solution that we are talking about. We are talking about that finding the solution. That one that you are talking about is that one. What solution is there possibly? So let me summarize. So basically you find Love of the Nation and he has stolen some tools from your working place, right? And for starters, you would like to find out why he stole. So you call him if he's far away, or since you didn't fire him, you just go and get him from the yard.
Yes.
And then you call him to your office.
Yes.
And then you ask him why.
Yes.
And then he said he needed to sell the tools to bury his daughter that passed away.
Yes.
Okay, and then?
And then, I have to pardon him.
Also, you forgive him.
Yes.
Why? Because his daughter passed away.
Because it is my fault.
It's your. What is your fault that his daughter passed away?
Because
did you kill her?
I did not pay a person.
No, let's say you paid him.
I paid him.
Yes.
So I paid him, it's new thing.
He's just a thief, huh?
I will fire. Oh, no. It means he or she is the one who have a fault.
Uh-huh. But the thing is that, yeah, right?
If I kiss such a person, mm-hmm, she or he keep on repeating the same story.
Mm-hmm.
If I am the one who did not pay a person for a long time,
mm,
even if I fire such a person, I will just be continue with the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is what I like to do already.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
Mm.
Do they not have other options before stealing? Don't they have other options?
They have.
Even if you didn't pay them in a long time, right? Do they not have other options?
They have other options, but it depends where you are.
Okay. No, they are there, and you are there also. At your office, you are there every day. The person stole tools. That means you guys work with things that require tools. That means you are at your warehouse.
Yes.
So.
And I'm not encouraging people to do so. This is only a conversation.
Mm-hmm, I understand. But my question, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are talking about reprimanding, right? We're talking about, addressing the elephant in the room. You know, expressing our emotions towards something that we disapprove of. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So when it comes to somebody stealing from the workplace, is it really that they didn't have an option, or that is what they chose to do? Do we look at that one as well? Because if I'm here at Eagle FM and I'm not paid for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I will have a conversation. I will have a conversation. Tate love of the nation. Even to get to work is a problem, and I'll have a conversation, right?
Yes.
Then you will tell me your difficulties.
Yes.
You will tell me that, there are certain clients that have not paid, since we are working at the garage, right? There are certain clients that have not paid. That's why you see their cars are just there. And you see last month when I paid you guys, is because we sold that other Tiguan that was here, what, you understand?
Yes.
You explain your situation to me.
Yes.
Now, within this situation, right, I have two options. Three options. I can either walk away saying, okay, I understand, right? Or I can say, to the love of the nation, I can't work for free, I'm leaving. That's the second option. And then the third option is to plead with you. I understand the situation, but right now, the one thing that I really, really need is just 1.7.
Yes.
I just need 1.7 because my daughters, they came from school, they are going back, and if I can at least get 1.7, then at least I can send them back to school with all their things, then tatu taranga kucha ongurata kuchata emanyatari hurire pen, you understand?
Yes.
Those are the three options that me as an employee
yes.
has.
Yes.
And that is the conversation that we have with our employers. Because
yes.
also, businesses, right? You have to have a heart of stone to stick with a business that is starting. Because there are going to be real ups and downs that affect everyone, including the company, the owner, the employees, the cleaner, everybody is affected. But if you just hold on, right, and your boss knows what they are doing, the business will grow.
Yes.
You understand? Then those days will become days of the past.
Yes.
But you will not find me taking a microphone from this studio.
Yes.
You know? So what does that say about this person? Because we're talking about really addressing, right?
Yeah.
Are we not going to consider the fact that this person doesn't see you as a person that they can talk to? Or that wouldn't this thought cross your mind, Kucha? This person, nah, this is disrespect. Because now you are taking the tools to go and sell them. And then tomorrow, we can't even work on the car that is going to pay us the money so that I can pay you guys. So now you are breaking down the whole thing without ever talking to me at all, at all. What if the money was coming tomorrow?
And what we should supposed to do, we should also making a system to facilitate others. In life, people have got different levels of understanding, have got different ways of reaction and thinking things. Therefore, we should also come up with an awareness and start to educate others, even employees. Like, when you find yourself in such a situation through your working place, do not take actions on your own. You have to follow this step and step and step so that you can get your money. But not only raising awareness to the employee, also raising awareness to the employers. The employers, when you find such a situation in your company, in your business, this is the system you have to follow. You have to do this and this. And we should also remind ourselves that we can also keep our working places. Why I say so? Because it's where we can get our bread. And as employers, we should also respect our employees, because are the one to brought a profit into our company or into our businesses. Yeah, respect, mutual respect and support. That is how we should suppose to educate each other, so that we can find a real solution. And even we reprimand in a constructive manner in order to avoid challenges from another challenges. Yes.
Okay. I understand that. So you are going to talk to the guy, and then okay. So now you find out that he stole the money. He stole the tools to go and sell them, and then he didn't talk to you at all or nothing. What are you going to do?
Now you are asking me, if I am the one who did not pay such a person.
Let's say you pay them, they just stole.
If I pay them,
all
right, I have to inform them to return such a thing.
He doesn't have it, he sold it.
I have to inform them to find a way to return.
There's no way.
If not, the law will do its courses.
So you call the police for them?
Yes, why not?
I'm just asking.
Yes?
I'm just asking.
Yes. In order to solve a problem, without fighting, without attack them.
Okay.
Without attacking.
Are you going to Are you going to keep them at work?
No.
You're going to fire them?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are damaging my place.
Care that helps you care for others. That's the basic mental health first aid course, free for NHP members. You learn how to spot early signs of mental or emotional distress in friends, family, or colleagues, and how to guide them to the right support before small struggles become bigger problems. Learn more and register for free at nhp.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
They are damaging my place.
Mm-hmm.
They are even causing havoc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope you have something else to say. Just continue.
No, we are talking about it. Okay. So I understand. So what else did you want to talk about? We spoke about reprimanding because that's the initial conversation that I've been having since yesterday. Okay. How would you reprimand your teenage daughter for bringing a boy in your house at night?
I have to sit with her,
mm-hmm.
and start having a discussion that why you have to do so.
Mm-hmm. So is this after the boy?
I'm starting.
When are you going to have a sit down? When you find her in bed with like a boy or what? So you're going to sit down and then start having a conversation with her or what?
Not that day.
Hey, so you're going to tell him to go home or what? Don't jump to the nice stuff. Tell us exactly how it is. You come into the room and then
chase him.
Chase him how? With the gun?
This is my home. It is not a place for
those things.
It is not a place for
for fornication.
Yes, it is not a place for doing whatever you feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Things have to be done according to the rules and procedures.
Mm-hmm. Protocol observed.
Yes, can you please peacefully leave my home?
Okay, then he stands up and then he's naked. Then he stands up. Then he's looking for his trouser there next to you. Then he says sorry.
No, how do you?
Yeah?
You cannot catch a person like that, man.
What?
You will only realize that I hope there is something, there is a person used to come in my house. But
where you catch them just like
now,
that?
Nowadays, those days have studied us.
They know how to
escape us.
Love of the nation, eh? And then you find them like that. Then what?
My father is sleeping now.
Not my father is sleeping now. Maybe your daughter is not clever.
You say maybe.
Yes, maybe your daughter is not clever. Let's go with your daughter is not clever, so there's no my father is sleeping. You were just not home, and then the people went to, they were there, and then you come home, then you hear people laughing. Then you go to the room just to find him there.
I just inform him to leave.
Hey, you are standing there.
Peacefully leave my home.
Hey, you are standing on my trouser. Move. You are standing on my trouser. Sorry, Tate.
You know the big mistake some people used to do.
Hey.
They begin to beat a person.
So you are not beating anyone?
No, no, no. Or treat such a person inhumane.
Okay.
That is a being.
But did they treat you humanely when they came to do funny things like that in your house?
It is a being cases. If you treat a person inhumane or you beat such a person.
I'm not saying you're going to beat anybody. You are the one that's talking about beating.
The person is in entire house through the connection with your housemate in a peaceful manner.
Mm-hmm.
It comes there to damage anything.
Yes.
If he was there to attempt to damage something, others you can also check on how you can deal with such a person.
So excuse me, Wajeto Mburukwe Ayanja, I need my trouser tate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need my trouser topi.
Yes.
He called you topi.
Can you please leave my
house? I'm going to leave. You are just Wajeto Mburukwe Ayanja Brayanja.
It's free. Go.
Say, Ongwe Wajeto Mburukwe Ayanja, sorry.
And go. Go. Tomorrow
I will go. I just need you to move.
But why we as men, if we are being catched in the lady's house, we are mistreated, but lady are just chased in a peaceful manner.
Are they chased? Are women ever chased?
We are lion or we are what?
Are women ever chased? Who chases women? Their mothers or what? Who chases women?
It's a thing about women. I did not talk about the being one. Even a lady enter in my house.
Yeah.
And then my parents realize something.
Mm.
They will just, some of them, they will just inform them peacefully that, yeah, we don't want to see you here. But if as a man, you are being chased as like a lion or maybe a donk.
Maybe it's because you are not supposed to be there.
Is there? Hi, come in. Peacefully.
Oh, wow.
The connection is
coming. Asani Atorwa, eh?
The connection is coming.
Asani Atorwa, please. Don't motivate. People's fathers will kill you if you go to their houses. Don't go to their houses. Let her be the one that comes.
Why you have to kill a man?
Yes. I'm telling you. Some people you think that your baby girl is a baby girl for life, my dear. Can't see she's doing funny things. You go inside there, more action, you are shocked, you are angry, you are surprised, you are sad. How? My goodness.
I'm not there to stay in your house or to do something wrong. I'm
just here to pata your daughter. Your baby girl. Yeah, the one that you went to go and get from the hospital.
Unless you inform me in a rightful manner that can I leave your home.
Mm-hmm.
But this time of beating me, how to do it? What is this? It's like some of the people, they are even there are a lot of women this day. Okay, let me not talk about a lot of women.
Reprimand. So now you're going to sit her down and say, "Kucha, those are bad manners." What are you going to say?
I have to say that maybe why you have to do such a thing. You are maybe lacking of love.
What do you mean? Lacking of love? My boyfriend was just here. I have love.
And we have to discuss with my kin.
You're going to discuss what?
I want to find out what did it cause. Maybe your mom used to mistreat you.
But parents are very bad people. Like, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong with me. When did I make pee, there's nothing wrong with me. How? And no, maybe you used to get mistreated. What's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with me. When did I make pee?
You are not grown up. Only in, why vehicle is feeding, but it doesn't mean that you are a grown up.
No, I'm a grown up.
You can even interject my budget.
Yes. I'm your child, I'm your responsibility.
I'm going to be not pissed without fun, bitch.
Who said I don't use a condom?
I don't know. We're just doing in a quick manner.
Who said it was in a quick manner? We started already in the morning when you left for work.
How do I know?
How do you know? You're not supposed to know.
I'm thinking about my budget which you are going to eat. You cannot even compare. You cannot compare yourself with your parents.
My dear.
This is an adult son, and this is a...
But you guys were not born adults. You were not born adults. You were my age when you were doing these things also.
No. Yes. We're obedient. We start doing things after we become...
How will I know? Shashinye akurunta mufunju noho. Shashino amuke. Amuke marimo klase enye umuirara atangwa anuamara. Is the first position given to all of you guys in your class or what?
That is a system of encouragement. Because when you are going to suffer due to poverty, you are not going to suffer.
Tate, meme is 40. Tara, meme is 39 and me I'm 17. So minus 17 by 39, mommy was 12 when she had me. What's that?
No.
Shoshe, 24.
Maybe this current time, but this time, 12.
Not even in our village, in the old times, there was two girls.
Now, because due to the nutritious. We were used to sleep behind the arm.
Only you guys.
Yes. Why not practice it? We were not having a paint. We were not having an original jeans. We were just having a simple cover.
But you were still loved.
But we did not impregnate each other. We are not being impregnated. But now imagine there is expensive undercover.
No, but what are the parents doing wrong?
There is a genie, the hard one, there is a bed, all such things are just being removed within a minute and quick.
What are the current parents doing wrong? What are the current parents doing wrong that the old parents didn't do? Shashi, ototin dishi, unona, nina mita, mara tsota mita. So what were the parents doing that you guys are not doing?
They were sitting on the arm and waiting until the right time to practice such a thing.
So it was just your own self at the mwangwemwene?
Yes. They used to tell us that if any men want to make it, then this one say, no, you should wait. You should wait for the right time. You should wait. Now you are at this time.
Mm.
Just quickly remove it.
Fast.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But there are a lot. There is an expensive undercover. There is an tighter. There is an gin. All those things are very hard. Yeah. But they are just removing quickly and in a simple manner.
Clearly, they are not hard enough.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
Enough. Clearly.
My people are just having simple.
Ah, when do you have Poppy Funja, man?
No! Oh, why? There was no even an FP. Why did they not fall pregnant?
Shashwati.
Sometimes. Sometimes and some of the things, but that is a good FP, man.
It's a good one.
Damage anything to your body.
It doesn't mean that we were not sexually promiscuous.
It have no side effect.
We were doing the things really.
But those who were practiced with such a singer are only those who disobedient because a parent realized that this one. Yes. Not to everyone. Not to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe watch. Why maybe they were having to done such a thing? Why it cannot practice currently? Those people were obedient. They are told that your first 3 period. Yeah.
Now, how do you reprimand your child for getting pregnant? How do you reprimand your child for getting pregnant?
I cannot reprimand.
Hey.
I cannot reprimand.
So she must just think that it's okay. Next time she can just have another one again. My parents are happy.
No.
Hey.
No.
My parents are happy.
The pregnancy is already there.
Hey, my parents are happy.
I should just wait here to bring me my... My niece or my nephew.
That's not your niece or your nephew, that's your grandchild.
Or my grandchild.
I have a friend of mine that is 38 and he has a grandchild. And he has a grandchild.
Then they have a... Then I wait for the child. I should have to do is something is already done. You think like, can I cause myself with a high blood pressure? Something is already happened. No.
Okay.
I should just.
So you say nothing at all. You just keep quiet nicely.
I say that you must care for your pregnant and I am wanting you to bring me my great child.
That's all. Yeah. And then when she gets pregnant again? When that one is 3 months?
How can you control a person if you're...
You're not controlling, you're reprimanding. You're addressing a specific behavior.
You can reprimand the battery.
But how do we reprimand?
This person is already waste your energy. If she was obedient, otherwise already obey.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot interrupt a person to continuing enjoying his favorite food if you already taste it.
What's that?
If the god taste,
my day is over already.
If the god it tastes the beef, it is difficult to
tell them no, don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just allow them to continue. So even when they give birth, you say nothing. You not reprimand. Nothing. You just wait for your grandchild, and then you wait for your next grandchild, and then you wait for the next one. Then later on, your child doesn't go to school. Nothing.
I just have to reprimand, but just a little bit.
But how? How do you reprimand that a little bit? That's what I'm asking.
Why you have to let a man just to do like this in
he said he loves me.
Instead of just,
he said he loves me. I gave you the answer.
Instead of just continue with your study.
He said he loves me.
Check to others. They are busy.
Don't compare me to others. Don't compare me to others. Those ones are making abortions.
You only follow.
I know you're not listening to your child.
What are they have to?
I know, love of the nation. You're not listening to your child. You're just talking your things. Me, I'm giving you answers to the things that you're asking.
What are they have to invest in your life?
He loves me.
Are they going really to invest in?
He's the love of my life. He's the father of my child.
You should wait.
I'll not wait.
Until the end of your education, then you get in employment, then you can able to support your own child. Now you are going just to infect my budget.
If you don't want, we can go and live at his house.
Imagine this house.
We can go and live at his house. And this daddy also doesn't listen to his child. I'm going to go and live with my boyfriend.
No.
Yes.
Going there, doing what?
I'm going to live there because you said that we are just going to be a burden on your budget. All you care about is money.
If you are going there, you don't want to listen to me. I am your father. Do not come back and tell me.
I'll not come back. Bye. Bye. Bye.
You should ensure that you go.
I will not come back.
For God. I do not want to hear anything there.
I will not come back. Bye.
Ah. you undermine my presentation, man, for today. You just keep me
busy.
Only those who have a law understanding, but those who have a level of understanding, they respect us. Like, this is my father, this is my uncle, this is my brother. This
but you must also not underestimate love, my dear. Love is a very stupid thing.
My Lord. Hey. And if you teach your with love, it's so difficult to just go do such a thing immediately. It should do it. When she grew up, some of the things it can be caused by the lack of love.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Ah.
Lack of love.
Can I come and mean to make it para because we were not loved at home? Ha.
Lack of love.
No. No.
Lack of love.
No.
Yes.
I am.
Lack of love.
No. No. Even the most loved people are in sexual relationships. Level with my parents. Why must I compare you to my parents? You are not on the same level.
You said that you it's not because of lack of love.
It's not because of lack of love or I
cannot believe you today. You had to tell me because of what?
It is just when we are in the time. We are just going through puberty and we now have interests in boys and we have interest in girls. That's all. It is not because you are not loved at home or she died. Because even the most favored child, ne, in the house, the one that gets everything, that child, when Nana Mititang, how? My dear, people have testimonies.
If it was due to the things, why you have to deny others when they were trying to?
I can't hear you properly because I don't have feelings for them, huh? I have feelings for the one I have. I love the person that I'm having. How? You cannot say that. We can't even compare parental love with relationship love or shiji. They are two different areas.
Lack of talent and love, it can lead into such things.
It can lead you into starting a relationship.
In most cases. But to some way, it is just an disobedience. But mostly lack of love. Lack of love and care. But on some, it is just an disobedience. You even found people in your house. They gave you a good example, but to other one to disobey. That is just a disobedience.
It's not disobedience, guys.
You are even younger than them.
Disobedience. It's just emotions, guys.
Not emotion, disobedience.
It's not disobedience. It's just emotions, man, guys.
I used to tell the people that some of these things can be done just by chance. It doesn't mean that we are the one who did not lead with a good example.
Yeah.
In most cases, we as the adult to other, we have lead with most of the good example, yes. But people, they did not follow such an example. They start doing some of the things just on their own choices.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we cannot say because of lack of love, the person went to form a relationship. They just went to form a relationship because of Shoyahara.
Disobedience.
Ewa.
disobedience?
It's not disobedience, man. Those are emotions. What we must teach our children is not to be obedient. It is to control themselves. Self-control is what we need to teach. We can't teach obedience. You can't obey me and not love anyone.
You find us in such a place.
Love of the nation. You people were sneaking out. Were you allowed to sneak out? You were not allowed to sneak out. Even if you guys were not doing the things that we were doing, you were also still not allowed to sneak out, but you snuck out. Why?
That's why I'm saying that. That is an disobedience. We need to discourage it. We need to end. Okay, let us control our emotion.
Yeah, that's what we must
do. Some of our emotions...
They are lying to us. Our emotions are lying to us. Yes, that is correct.
And something we need to understand, when people, they reach their destination, it doesn't mean that they do not having challenges. It does not mean that they were not having various emotions and feelings.
Yes.
People are controlling the situation, but do not let the situation to control you.
Yes.
Containment.
Yes. Now that is the correct advice.
Yes.
That one is.
But I take a long time on this program.
My dear. Oh, bye, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for not getting an opportunity to present my own. Anyhow, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
I will be back for giving a time.
You be?
I will be back after.
You can come back at 10:30.
Yeah, I will come with my presentation.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao.
Just try to lecture my frequency.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about reprimanding. We're talking about how to reprimand. We're talking about when to reprimand. We're talking about situations where it does call for reprimanding, but how do we do it? For example, we had a great example of an employee that steals. Now, I'm a firm believer in every single reason that we have, right, is a valid reason. And that is why, even when we are dealing with the law, right, it is not about why you did it, it is the fact that you did it. It is not about why, but it is the fact that you did it. So even if you killed someone because it was self-defense, the fact still remains that somebody is dead. You understand? So whatever reasons you have, they do count as justification for your actions, but then reprimanding is done in such a way that we still address the issue that we are not in favor of. So what is the issue that we are not in favor of? How do we reprimand loved ones? How do we reprimand colleagues? How do we reprimand superiors? How do we reprimand our teenagers? How do we reprimand their friends? How do we as adults reprimand the next generation? Because many of us go to the next generation, or the under generation, or the generation after us, and we basically ridicule them and we crucify them for their choices. And I think that this one in itself is part of the reason that people rebel. But then again, the question is, are you not supposed to be reprimanded simply because you are sensitive? Is that really honestly the case, or are we playing too nice?
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%,
important is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on this lovely, lovely Wednesday evening. Beloveds, beloveds, beloveds. Ladies and gentlemen, so to effectively reprimand somebody, you need to address the specific behavior. So what did you do? What did you do that was not nice? Okay, so let us give an example. Let's go with the example of stealing from work, for example. The specific behavior is theft, basically. So that one is wrong, and it is a criminal offense also, by the way, because you are not allowed to take somebody's things without their consent. Please, 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 please. Maybe you are wondering, but why am I in jail? Why am I in jail? I only took towels from a guest house. Like, how? Repeat offense. Repeat offense. So we are looking at the specific behavior. The specific behavior is stealing from the office, right? And then sometimes we can say that it is, we have to focus on the facts. So what are the facts here? The fact is that you came in, like, if we're going to look at a criminal, if we're going to look at the criminals, do you know how somebody was caught stealing and then you assume that they are only going to be charged with stealing and then they are sitting for like three cases or three different things that they are standing trial for? It is because of what the journey to getting to the tools, right? So let's say the journey to getting to the tools is that you broke a lock, so breaking an entry. Breaking an entry, that is a crime on its own. And then trespassing. This is how we get humorous. Trespassing, because you are on somebody's property without their consent. Because it's after hours, you don't own the property, it is not your house, it is not your relative's house, you have no business being there. So you breaking an entry, you broke in to get inside, and then you trespassed also, and then you damaged. So breaking an entry is on its own, because you just breaking in and getting in, that's a crime on its own. Then there is this damage, to property. I hope you young criminals or you young aspiring criminals are hearing me speak tonight so that you guys can see what the life is going to have in store for you if you choose to go that way, that route. Yeah? So damage to property. So that door that you forced to open, right? That one when you broke in, that door that you forced, and then the lock jammed, and then the what, and then you took a crowbar, and then you opened it. That one, you damaged my door like that. Me, as your employer, you damaged my door like that. And then the fourth one is stealing. Yes. Hey, and then maybe on your way to getting to the tools, you didn't just go in and then you picked up the tools. Maybe you bumped something, you bumped a can of paint and then the paint splattered all over the wall. That is vandalism. Hey, so now you are going to go to jail. Right? And then you think that, no, I'm just gonna get 4 months because, you know, I just took Oshange and Oshange no Hamara. Mm-hmm. Then you get caught. Then you are going to sit for all these 5 things. Then the possibility of us even just putting you, kucha, we are giving you, these are different charges on your name. And then you must stand trial for those different charges. Might be a possibility. We never know. Maybe they might put it together, but you will stand for all the things that you have done. So that is what we are saying, that we are focusing on the facts. So, when you have done all of these things, right? Now we weigh this, we as people, we weigh this now with intention. Uh-huh. So was this an accident? Was this intentional? What was it? Where was your head? Where was your heart? Where was your mind? Was it intentional? Was it not intentional? Did you just wake up one day? Did you plan it? Was it a master plan? What was it? And by the looks of things and how things went, we would say that maybe it was premeditated. So this was a premeditated issue, this one. So you intentionally chose to want to steal, because on the way there were many opportunities where you could have changed your mind and you chose not to change your mind. So that is how I'm going to reprimand you. I'm not going to say like, oh, okay, why did you do it? The only reason I'll ask you why you did it is so that maybe I can be a little bit more lenient on the facts, right? I can be a little bit more understanding towards why you contemplated doing something of this nature in the first place, right? So this is how I would want to listen to your reason. But then at the end of the day, right, reasons are reasons, and everybody's reason is actually valid. Somebody will tell you that, for example, somebody would tell you that, no, the father of my child denied the baby, and that is why I flushed the baby down the toilet. Now, you as an ordinary citizen, as a saint, as an empath, as a person that takes sympathy and compassion towards others, you would be like, oh, But the baby did nothing to you. Then somebody else will come and say, but it's also the guy's fault, because how can he deny his child? And then somebody will come and ask, okay, but why would this man deny a child? Maybe it is because they are paternity issues, right? So every reason in itself is a valid reason. But it doesn't mean that it is correct. It doesn't mean that we should do it simply because our reasons are valid. No. It just means that, okay, we heard your reason and now we are still going to reprimand you because of what you did in these times of desperation, or in this time of insanity, or in this time of wanting to acquire these things. So addressing the specific behavior or performance issues immediately in a private setting, focusing on the facts and avoiding personal attacks. So we have to be calm, we have to be specific, we have to explain the impact, right, of the behavior and setting clear expectations for future behavior if we choose to forgive them. And even if we don't choose to forgive them, right, we give them time to go and think and to become reformed. That is why there are rehabilitation facilities. That is why they are correct. Facilities to make people correct. That is why jail is there. Jail is there to somehow, right, bring you back into the good path, onto the good path, so that you can be a better person within the society that you are in future. So, explaining the impact, for example, would be explaining, if you are reprimanding, say now, this is not a hard criminal. This is not somebody that just came from your house and saw your tools, once upon a time, came from their house and saw your tools and just decided that, you know what, tomorrow atuka benga huyako warehouse. And no, it's somebody that is maybe close to you. It's maybe your son. Or maybe your daughter, or maybe your brother, or a relative, or a friend, right? And you choose to have a platonic relationship with them in the future, and also you really want to reprimand them. So,
great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
So you really want to reprimand them. So you set clear expectations. Okay, so this person stole, this person did this. Then you say that I don't expect you to do this to the business anymore. I don't expect you to steal. I don't expect you to be a person that doesn't communicate. I don't expect you to want to damage the place where we get our bread, right? And this is how you are supposed to reprimand. This is how you're supposed to be talking, setting clear expectations of this person. I expect you to be here. If you're going to be punishing this person, right, you can't just say that you're going to wait and see for their behavior. No, you have to give them clear expectations of what you expect from them. I expect you to be here at 7 o'clock every single morning. I expect you to sweep this place spotless clean. I expect you to be the last person at work. I expect all the tools to be put aside. I expect all your expectations. You put them onto the table so that this person has a choice on whether or not they are going to stick around or they are not going to stick around. So let's go into how we are going to make this happen, because we need to be able to reprimand. We need to be able to reprimand and be reprimanded. We need to be able to reprimand our children. We need to be able to reprimand our lovers. We need to be able to reprimand our colleagues. We need to be able to reprimand, but not in an aggressive tone, not in a personal attack, and not in a space where somebody feels like they have the short end of the stick simply because they are who they are. For example, being reprimanded by somebody that is wealthy and wonderful, and you are just, okay, not wonderful, not that wealthy is wonderful, but you know, this person is wealthy and then you are the person that is desperate for the job and you're being reprimanded. There shouldn't be a space within the conversation that makes it feel like the person is reprimanding you in this way because you are who you are, because you are poor, or because you are less fortunate, or because, they hate you, or because you are ugly, or because of whatever. It must really honestly just be about the specific matter that is on the table. So how are we going to dive into this? Let's go and let's move away from theft, right? Moving on to the next page. I hope you guys can hear the pages. What's that? Moving on to the next page, right? Gather information. That is the first key. The preparation for perfect or near perfect reprimandation, right? Mm-hmm. That's a word. Is number one, we gather information. Before the reprimand, before we reprimand, gather all relevant information and documentation related to the incident. So this is now, if you are going to reprimand somebody, for example, for example, cheating on you, you have to have facts. You have to have facts. You have to have evidence. You have to gather all the information that is most probably needed so that, so that you can present this information, because there's nothing worse than going to reprimand somebody and you don't have the relevant facts. You don't have anything on paper. You don't have anything. You don't have evidence of being treated unjustly. So you are at work and you feel like you are being mistreated. You feel like you are getting a heavier workload. You feel like all the work just goes to you and nothing is ever good enough, right? So you must get now relevant information that proves that you are getting more work, right? Because if you're going to reprimand your boss, then it can go two ways. Your boss can hear you and understand you and do better, or address the elephant in the room, or your boss can fire you for trying to disrupt the company. Because what is this? You have no facts, you have nothing here, you're just coming here to talk. But you got no evidence? What is this? No, you're wasting my time. So, let's gather. So, gathering the information is you becoming a detective. Right? You become a detective. All the documentation. So, let's say now, you feel like your workload is too much. Too much work. So, one, as an employee, you must be clocking in and clocking out. Are you clocking in and clocking out at work? Why are you not clocking in and clocking out? So this can be addressed as a stepping stone to saying that this is an identifier and this is something that can be brought up and say that, sir, I believe that we should clock in and clock out so that all our hours are accounted for. Because mina, I clock in at 7 a.m. I'm supposed to be at work at 9 a.m., but I get here at 7 a.m. and I clock out at 7 in the evening. I'm supposed to clock out at 5 o'clock, but my workload is so much that I have to stay until 7 in the evening because I get too much work. Okay, what do you have to support this claim that you are giving? No, I have my clock in sheet. I have my clock in sheet and these are my hours. So, okay. So what do you want? No. I am just telling you, right, that I feel like there is an unfair distribution of work. Of work. It's not that I want to get paid overtime or anything. It's just an unfair distribution of work because I also see there by Galaxy 700. Galaxy 700 is not doing anything and Galaxy 700 chillas at 3 in the afternoon and yet we are assigned the same, we have the same position. We are both working HR. So why does this person clock in at 11 o'clock and clock out at 1500 hours, but this person is not being reprimanded? Now this is you being a tattletale, ma'am, because and then also if now it comes to your boss checking the clock in there by the other person, then you must have evidence. The law of evidence, guys. Evidence is something that can drive you crazy, but it can also save you, because nobody wants to be a person that pulls receipts constantly. But in some situations we have to pull receipts in order to make our case, in order for us to be listened to and heard. We have to honestly make our case. So now your boss pulls in the clock in sheet of the person of Galaxy 700. Galaxy 700 is having a wonderful, wonderful clock in sheet. It's 8 o'clock and 1700 hours every single day. Then this is the part where you say that this person is lying. You can check on the cameras. You don't even have to go far. Just go onto yesterday's camera. Then you check the clock in and the clock out. And then you see that this person is telling fibs. And also the tasks. So what are your tasks that you are given? What is your workload that you are given? All right, then you write down, okay, so I had 10 papers that I needed to do with the other ministry of what and ministry of what, and then I had to do this, and then I had to do this. Then you write your tasks down, right? Your documentation. You did this. You did this, you did that, you did this, and that is why you're saying, right, that you feel like your boss is giving you unfair, a lot of work unfairly, while other people are not working, and yet we are all getting paid the same. Now that's the part where I don't think that it is wise to ever argue anything in terms of finances with your boss. Because bosses have a tendency of getting angry about those money things. So don't make it a money thing. Make it a unfair labor. Unfair. Mm-hmm. All right. And then number two is choose a private setting. So choosing a private setting is a benefit to you, because if you go and get dissed by your boss, yeah, at least it's just the two of you. If you go and diss your boss, at least it's just the two of you. Now you go and you choose to reprimand your boss, yeah, in the boardroom with the rest of the employees. What are you expecting? Are you not expecting to be told, I don't think this is the company for you? No, you must choose a private setting. If you're going to reprimand anybody, you have to reprimand them in private. Because we have a tendency of being ashamed, especially if we are wrong. We have a tendency of being ashamed. I'm okay with being ashamed in front of one person. I'm not okay with being shamed or feeling like I'm being shamed in front of 100 people. You understand? So I would rather own up and take accountability in front of one person than own up and take accountability in front of hundreds of people. No. So even if I'm being reprimanded by my mother, I would choose to be reprimanded in private. Even my boss must reprimand me in private. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, my darling?
I'm fine, my darling.
I miss you so much. It's Nash County is talking now.
Oh, that's Nash Country, man.
Yes. Now you are talking the nice point. What is the topic today? Shwambo?
You know, Shwambo, we are talking about Okuganda.
Okuganda.
Yeah, Okuganda. Okuganda kai shi nana kucha atukuganda mokuremos. Unto kulombwela kucha aye mpano ashwaninga. Okuganda. Yeah, so we are talking about being reprimanded.
Ay. Tango nene kosito ni ipo anokuri. Así que atopika njombana. Just waiting andiko for this time, Ndamono kuchae. Andika kosa ngombiga. Kwetu ya kosa mbinga. Ashike shuwamo na ikonganwa.
Yeah.
Problem. Uwekelele kuchia. Okay. Otoa endana ngwe.
Yeah.
Kwa endana ngwe hito atianga ropo. Nando po vanira penya. Nanda da po ano ikiripu.
Yeah.
Onga yungu andi patele rano kwa mapepe. Kwe ni nani mbolo shima kushuvitire nao. Kwa toko nukutia mpetwe. Oh, ayye, nukatisha ano kwa mapepe. Mutati nandi ya ningishikene.
Shonana ampe manaladi tameke mokatika antungao. Maya mukulungo gachangao.
Ya. Kwa ngishikene, kwa hiyo mkwetu ni ukukwata anu. ukasi shoshua onu winye nguto kwa to wishi hai hai kandi ishi oh ori ya zindare hai zindare ya kandi ishi oh anu ne tani kurumba kutia ino kwa ta yano pate nyara nge kwa hara kukwa ta masikito kwa tanji tutuli nga nangwe hai nenge Ukwa zika anutano na domaro kwa ya umbo.
Ya.
Goto ipo to...
Topindi.
Topindi. Ushine kucha ori mwa afuta. Mwa afuta ni... Ote kutariko mesho manene.
Ya.
Gwe to shimono ni... To itano kwa nande muli nga nande na mwa...
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get 4kg Cadilla Mixed Chicken for $189.99. 1kg Pasta Grande Spaghetti for $19.99. 750g Nola Mayo for just $37.99. And 2kg Sunlight Hand Wash Powder for only $52.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Vurmanbrock. Eto shimono ni, to itano pa nande muri nga nande no mori kyoe on kwetu e o haiti. Oh, iyo te nga kuti en kwetu wa ma da nga tunu. Pwe ni kuka hasa tu tuisire ni mo. Yes. Pwe no shiri monjira. Penaro minu. Ya mwe poka tuhoru kungadwa.
Yeah.
Utetiki ni maishe everything is correct.
Yeah.
Mara utwa kumbwa. Tukare tushio kungadwa. Eitha esimboli mwe. O kungadwa noho otonga da onu mongkaromua.
Yeah.
Ino mburu kutaka.
Yeah. Shasho kulana kuzonta manana mpo.
Yes. Taashi se tonga derenje komesho ya anu. Nanga e kandi kandi chakumwe na weka.
Yeah. Nashiki. Niko mavingi ashi niko maviwa.
My friend e. Oshini upuno kukaya pa tseme iko mbutu. Yeah. O shafaike. Pwete oshike o pena onu umwe ande mwaza tamesa mahori ande mwaza tamesa mahori ngandi ipona andi timpwete o hauto iuza na mahori
ya
unu andi nombiri kenombiri kapenda anu enji Hote uza na mahori tu ya pule tu picho ni tutumese poiche etu ya shisota endira ya kashona mwashiki inameneka wae ningane nesimbulio matupangano kitu okumba jokwi kusakwike kwete kuchoho keuza itrape Ni kila penyo po takarombela ofrende ya eno ho ya ano kutia enda hao karombelo no inya kutia yesu shima ya ningo kwa ningo shima satuka peshara iku urombele nje straight forward toti nandu uvana wa poro ABCD dira andi teki ay sorry god nandu ukare wa ningi puko Nengi ka kunepuko.
Yeah.
Just say sorry. Tiko shiri kena. Gengo mau ka komesho. My friend ka munes ko mwe komesho ka.
Maro wete oshima shimwenda mona. Ombiri keishi onzihu kuranja. Ombiri onzihu kuranja kontu iatamba ombiri nupo.
Yeah.
Onto achangaone onziu kunai kupombidi. Shashino okukora arambera nke wenandulile toganjwa mbili nasigo twimonikisa kulai. Oshonea ndimono kucha anto enji inaatira kuganjwa mbili ka antu ohatira the way other people receive them. Shashino ngwe shawa peo mbili ngwe ulinawa. Aya kucha aya tatenash country mbili ondayona ewa ngwe otinga ewa. After 5 minutes, nyo muli nawa, nyo tampo pinga. Mkwe nine, wafara watatareke. Watine, ay ombiri, me maitre yaka, ombiri ne, shindani ngishike. Ya, umura shike ne, shike. Oh, widadi hediri ndatu. Mara yesha te kupo mbiri mpono, ngo oya mukura nawa ne wijoe tararara, ndeto tambo mbiri yankweni, ndeta mwizi minepo, ndero unashito waha kupota, waha shipo piwa mo minute nzono, ndeta tu opo.
Opo.
Ehe, ndeta shikara. Mara mkweni. O wilae, nando masiku geli gari, tina na aramanga. Antu mbu ya changao, ongesha arontu kenshi is not a good winner. Ontu avene nai, ontu ngwe ya kehe siku ne otapo pjaranke avenele. Kucha, ushishinga kuchonde kudengere nomo snuka ngwe. Kesiku shuara tetaposho. Ontu ne o karolo kane inima ya changao, shashontu ngo no, keshi kusindana ka.
Yes.
Ya, o kusindana hono shaa sindana ne, o hapo ne to kendengishe emo snuka nde tomuru kila kucha ino kara eto potsapoti ni mo inji. Eskunde eno, eskunde onde tande hama. Washiri, and who they have a tendency of bringing out the bad in people. Onu de kwali uno intentional akucha kandinaro intentional akucha natushune pushe post nuko shiri ae wadika to tamba kukucha ae onto kwa vena tuli nao sharp tu kanwene bira zetu nde oshiri mwaka mino bire zaputa yengu wazdengu amos nuka zaputa yengu ningi shike ini manjacha nga oyo nea igeisa antunjo.
Ahí,
hoy
manjo.
¿De
toque? Pues tochi,
No, oshonea nditi kucha antu ya mwe kaesho kusinda naka.
Yeah.
And that is why antu ayamono oshidhigu nai kuganja ombili. Shashino ontu achanga ongero we mpombili hapa teke kurombo ya kuchombili ya ipanga.
Wete nga shiki satu popi ino ne. Otu dhiko biriko
mwenye.
Cheo unon biriko mwenyo, nuntima wa haukara urinawa.
Ya.
Yeah. Cheo unon biriko mwenyo, nuntima wa haukari kwa wundakana. Shashi, wa wundakana shashi, otu ipulini mihapu. Shashi kunombiri. Ino ipura toti, umu asike kandina, como ovi nande elio mira matando con pompanga que darongo nare la diferente con gombiri roe mwende uchae nande pininga nai na unkwetu na tu con gombiri nga xerxo ya li popeta meko hijo katia ae onpuku. Ya su hatere kiki en bobo. Que si kutere ka. Oha kopia kopia kikucha. Kusi kutere. Samu zine kundi kosho. Mala on mi ke ta kongo ke na on biri kucha o tadi nga longa di dera to nung ya sa de tundi na kuli mana ke ho mo ko ka ko tanja
yeah
de sa si ta ta me ka ni un pe ni ari kucha ko tu e on ta ni ga ni puko on biri e wa ro ndu kai ke de de si o brave
yeah o sho na na te tingao. Don't do Toluli Rarangwe to Tanaka Wong for Nisha.
I know she was a can. Only open as a sim.
A non Gopunashim.
Open as you may. This is Rajara, Kucha.
She tapu yen in a man.
Eh? Does she have a puppet?
Eh? There to Shiman.
That to Shiman. I was in my before to the chairs of Tane and Yang. Ne Duguni, my Yavundakan.
Eh?
Kaso kushimu chotorando rapone shipi.
Nengo ntungu ya. Iyo kushishi nge kucha. Ae mitre ya kakeshi kutere kandishi. Deke hesi kote kusheka ala. Yoye eshi kutereka. Ite kulongo. Kwa kala alandona. Totereke omatepi. Yete ya ekusheke. Antu ya changa wadhi wune.
Kesara utie, utie unkwetu ye.
Natu ningenge. Landi kuluki.
Pakuti, upuna na antu ya mwesiri, unuto nongo, maro nukwati kontu atangana.
Ya.
Ako, ae man, ungaito rongo kutenga unkuka ziman.
Eh, man, ane, is the way, to nongo.
Ye.
Onto achanga o, yon nongo neto mwisana tati ilandi kulonge. Onto oti ira ukarele njomo kitchen.
Yes.
Gwe shito ningi yetatala.
Yeah.
Gwe toti ne teto nyanga ngono marato di tete ne muni mushona. Yes. Nyanga sha odi turamo one ne adika mbaduka mwa munhoka.
Yes.
Yeah. Adika rata gana na adija kumba dayo munhoka. Yeah. Ndi kanga.
Nengo mata masito eta to tete.
Yeah.
Kita akan bantu kamu kita tangguh mohonkan. Kata kata ibu kata kata.
Iya.
Pak Ifeni nunggu no, orang kita ini, oh, gomongura, oh, tu tiku itu si ni, tu tak teri ke sekundia.
Iya. Tetangga.
Eh, usisi.
Iya.
Malanda harus si ninggilan.
Ninggilan cuman.
Oh, eh, malanda harus teri ke nunggu si sima nanti. Nandewe si asiti nandewe si kwata hita si kwata po peke ka.
Yeah. Ontune, ontune achanga o. Nando kwa tereka ni omapuko.
Yeah.
Si teya pungwe. Ontu ganjo komplimenta man. Shashino na ye mwene opu adhimburuke kucha. Ae, woneni ni gateta nge shindalo ngelwe.
Yeah.
Ma ungula andi gatete nge shindalo ngelwe. Shashino ondapewa no komplimenta. Opu narantu ya mwene, kapuna alicha iwa nao ezi momokana ke ushijaye. Mwana ngele ke ngele o kuku ukamne. Otafuru kuku uka o hutu le alela. Chaku somwari mwenju uwe te kulombwele. Mara ini ni wanawa. Itavuru wa kukulombwe ya kuchondu. Deme meneno opara. Ay. Mara esiku wipa. Esiku wipa. Uteku esangono. Esiku wipa. Anu hazana yuma kwe kengini ngao wafaya kuluku. Mara esiku ndaza randa fonyasha kwe tenshi. Ho.
Uwe to shima shimweja asisi tafo unye.
Ya.
Omeme, okuhole na nova serine.
Ya, kande kuhole ya shili.
Ova serine, deo nompindi omeme ndwe tauti tei, akuti ayo ngomari kazi vile nangu, okushi nukui yoga.
Ya.
Deo noto adono tati, ono ihope kano shiko maazi ayo shengono. Oma namo maazi man.
Eno.
Eh? Ai. I'm here. No, kuri pomo no. I hope kamo peko mariuri.
Kanga kaisi.
Ma peshara ne uche. Unquetu. Ah, kusako karati kamo koha nengo kavaso koha. Tetako ne rame. Tati ne mea anu na. Tini na ukanga tau te mea Taushi netango wi netango wi wetere mwike.
Ontu woti ne nohona ndino potsa woti andi andi kusoka vasa ndi kuninge kashona.
Yeah.
Wetoninge opo nena ndongula ndino ngane kucha ae umagadinge aninda tura kohela ogenji shinene ndishi nanga andi kusako mara ino teanje poka. Oh, anto tate apo ya kwa wan.
Oh, naine.
Oh, ontu oshitokara rampono ne wacharo mwenyewe wazizirwa shashinongu uhole ne oshiri oenga itamuzichi wana wa mwemo oshiri.
Ah. Nandonguruka za tereki kuliwi na hii.
Oh, ontu uhole ngato tia.
Nopumbo kunisheka no hopu unonaka.
Oh.
Kutia ma kulia shikini ngano omai ma omai haifu unono hapo akena ne.
Usave's combo for just 599 Namibian dollars is so popular that we gladly repeat it. Hurry to get yours. 10 kilogram each of Champion Super Maize Meal, Bokomo Fetku Flour, Nice Rice, and 10 kilos Marathon White or Brown Sugar. All four products for only 599 Namibian dollars. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at Usave.
iPhone no apa akena ne. Tati ho tura vye na deha ko dirimbali. Deto, nandene kasi shine kushubike.
Ngweto kajo mboroto nale.
Ya, nenden tati, oh, ay, ikudaka nenae, oh, ah, shiku alike
na deha ko. Pero ne andi mepunda?
Ah, shiku alike kenga ko dirimbali nda tu. Oto mo mucha, oh, ay, ne, miyo mafamu no mboroto. Oh, mboli kwange, oh, ay.
Ishimbo bonita yeah, shipitman.
Tashipitika. Ngoka nigira giko te.
Yeah.
Okambo toke ya toka turaiko karamo kashona.
Kashona la shashimbera.
Oh, nenge nandike kutare lo mashini. Oh, shiri omuna no mashini. Yeah. Ah, ete randike chapo mahini. Wete po. Ashi toto tingi sendale la kucha. Oh. Ikulia bia tere kwa nena.
Ayoka. Maiko longwe kucha ano wilonge kuteka pen mwalelo anga mambo geni karuka kazi.
Ay
antu ya mwapumbu akushunwa kwa karuka kazi.
Ay yapumbu kushunwa.
Karuka kazi ndeto to. Ohubite ne tolongwe wanga ka nde oshiri esikunga watalele ko Facebook watalele ko Instagram oto tutilongo nana kuchunyanga uteto usikengbei shashino wahala ndishi kukupandika kontu ndeto ningi nana shima lela uno nataumana momanu uno nana uwete kucha shino shiwana oshiro nsana tajara ndetakala
ndamona kipanja don umwe yano ya mwena ya kolaiba kutia osa opara nga angeno ontate tatereke muli nga ndi simo ndoro pa ino atatereke nga ne mala ni uruangi mwena ndi ti osa opara sa si esiku tosu weta kuti lumoshi ironga manga lulu eripo esiku nguruka vitaka kara keripo te hama oto tereke ningi ho tereke uno kutereka sa si isimbo ali uliki ironga hui terekele kukulia oe wa toa la noa drogo za noa nangu mkukadu ali ya kualu a tereka noho nawa oshiri tati ta ae oshiri ma itandi zipopo mwarengwa wanje ma
oshiri
ndere oshiri paise nenge po nashikantiri wanje ma nashikantiri kushu kutereka ma
ndere na shimu ali muri mo relationship ata mutameke mpea ndere andi kuningira ma nkwila kanje ngo ma everyday otati ningira nje kwile ndere peipe tuwe membo tulimo tatu keno luvaro waha kurombu anje kuchi kwila anje yalungwina unaki oshwa ya kala
siki ya kala hizi mbite
ma andi lungwini kenga kange.
Ningayo ali horia ino mashuku nde paife chika ino mahuku ineiko suka no mongwa ningineiko mongwa ike wen yu ya za nuho koshio nitoko na wande itaiko shwa nawa ndi ya era abu titato shiku yu shingomo se amame topo shingome kasino suka My friend, kumu na iki ongego onshi kulia shiti.
Mara nee, epuko o, esi kunee muno suka ndatino mahuku. Ano ike iyo tine kuche ikwilo itoe e. Wamwe nala.
Wamwe na iki?
Oh, brave, ano man.
Ah, katuna hui tapa mwaka.
Oh, kave na pa vamwa shiri.
Oh, shiri, shiri, shiri.
Oh, ay. No,
maroku tike, nisi no shironga o... Kutia akutu na pirongo kupukuru.
Hmm.
Ina tuka atutangana naga.
Hmm.
No ngambe ko ngambe to ide ura.
Hmm.
Petame ko hai kara teitangana na teitangana na teitangana.
Yeah.
Chita ika zimburu wa.
Hmm.
Haiti, oh. Gaya na nimburu onga anji de urua. Jirondwe.
Uh-huh.
Oh, paifa andi rurumane kitomo.
Uh-huh.
Oshiri anti ganja iki.
Yeah.
Che I ganja yaka mwono, ochima, torondo, iki mwono mwota tike ira.
Mm-hmm. Yo ye ewen.
Yo ye ewen.
Mm-hmm.
Chashu ilo nga kutia, anti kurongo, ndera anti yenda anti kupukura kutia, ino, konja.
Yeah.
Sasiso ana hondo, ito mwota ikurumichi.
Oh.
Hmm? De, akuto tuna, oshiri. Mm-hmm. O tatene ngo meme na kironge o kupukuruwa.
Mm-hmm.
Ita kironge kupukuruwa.
Mana kironge no kupukurula ntu newe talale.
Yes.
Karunga kani.
Nengi guwamo na mpeni epuko.
Oh.
Opuna nandeo umeo sane ngo meo hango.
Mm-hmm.
Yo nota puwa nando sipopiwa. Unu ngeo ngo kwa popi epuko. Unu ha popi epuko.
Mm-hmm.
Ape ika ukwa kunu kwa kera kama yeah. Ataru wali hako pieta.
Mm-hmm.
Olu ondo ndo alikiwa.
Kanunga kazi.
Oh. Eh? Kito kemwana. Eh, zapo mato popi hapo pii poro poro
mweo hango. Kanunga kazi.
Kanunga kazi. Ano shikuwa shika.
Anweji.
Eh?
Onto ndeto luli lwalo.
Oye ndelo hango nengu ya kusheke ano.
Wea kuhindano. Wea kutea pombili dhantu. Oh. Eh?
Akutika. Mm. Zapo nukuli. Hmm?
Ay.
Peharo nususu etano hati. Akutu izimi kile nje.
Hmm.
Shinda popia kutuanda popio shiwana wano shiwi na hii.
Hmm.
Dimi ni njepo.
Ya. Natumikseni tu.
Natumikseni.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ta mono kutia mepopio donu.
Hmm.
Sa popi amo sa poko si ke si no na si bin maye si bin oto I pe zimina pe zimina po.
Mm-hmm.
Bara oto pa mono nta si ta ay no popi apo kine poko pe nya.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
Ay.
Wa popi pa popi apo hindi na ane.
Eh eh wa pata na ane. Very
nice.
Yeah.
Oh eh asi to oto tunye upe nyongko.
Yeah.
Mongura ka wende pe si na ta.
Oh. Puna agumwene, eh? Amo nwarama puko huyo, po. Ya mwono oh, tuuluwa oh. Nao shijae. Ndantu toluli lwa ala memu.
Ae, mera shikantiri.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga andati hondi horoto kitawe na ye.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi shua ndikale nda kwa fine, andi upaikina.
Yeah.
Jeto popio handi kandu uvitu umbo nao. Duwite nawa, 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 sasi. Nasa andika kofane.
Yeah.
Andi kutura wa magalikano.
Hmm.
Kucho programa njono.
Hmm.
O, tateka rungo ena kareko.
Hmm.
Guwala mba maichi.
Yeah.
Opoa kuroshuwa na nawa.
Hmm.
Leo wete unombiri ko kontima nga houlimo studio.
Hmm.
Moto ngoke umboto titate. O hali anga anena.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, nandi, ay, kasi shokari ni. Warara nonjara ka.
Shijai.
O shiri, o ay, ay, ay. Nandi, kuningire ko kasara tambaran para
ko. Parambara ne.
Kostata.
Yeah.
Yeah, kostata ike. O, manga di ka tere ka ne, bi.
Biole.
Biotate ka, biole la.
Hano ka kwate pe punda manga wa tegele la. Yeah.
Hmm? Guna po no si foto tira siya, nda harago le siya mo, u karombele ge nga he, hituli nga po, po si kun singa
siya. Yeah.
U, kuchano,
wati wa hinyano mo ifone.
Sike na sike. Ningeti mbori mono opige non sama noe nenge unkulka zoe toti ma da halae ule serenge jovozi andudu mara nandu udu bitene kutunda ule serenge jovozi no de uli faturi rengi ute kutazi tingini umwe oh torombo yege manjovo ya siki
uwe kushkulesha uwe kushkulesha mwe mweni.
We should go to show him. I am a Nigerian. My friend, Mingon, my egg and don't get a tag in your paper. Upuna di Madu visa or Shibi, Upuna di Madi, Azu visa di Tiapuano, Maro Taranegucha, Inma?
To the Mando
Pare, Imando Pare, me and Opare.
Yeah.
Good night, Meme.
Ewa, thank you so much.
The program and I commercial.
Ewa.
On the Kusaruta, Sikirano, the program and a tango, we took at a monatango studio. Ashike, Opumbo Kushenja. Ukare ho, give me her depot to come at tango.
Oh, okay. Ethimbo.
Yeah. Unenengenon. By Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. You take our Mohaya condition for 7, huh? You know, Saturday, could take it. Yes, Saturday for 7, up to 9. Then up to 10.
Yeah.
Then up to 8. And so, everything I'm bad in that too, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a piking in them. No, no, but yes. Aku kakak aku nasi popi wa shua.
Ya lo?
Yes.
Ya wandi, andi alombe.
Kupi ke tutungu ya Namibia.
Hmm.
In Namibia ali tutungu.
Hmm.
Ndete kutia nasi kakak wa shua nai.
Ya.
Nasi pefe this time and the people is sleeping.
Hmm. Ma ino wapendu kanga?
Ma nasi country is not sleeping.
Yes.
Ya.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Ya, thank you.
Okay.
Hi. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about reprimanding. We're talking about addressing uncomfortable situations. We're talking about addressing uncomfortable behaviors. We're talking about addressing it. How do we address? How do we reprimand? How do we reprimand our children? Our spouses, how do we reprimand one another, even friends? So there is an example that the Tinashe country was giving, and that is the example of cooking. So ladies and gentlemen, part of my queries when it comes to reprimanding, right, is that there are certain people that are bad winners and bad losers, right? Bad winners are the types of winners that want to gloat the entire time. It is not bad for you to be in your victory and celebrate, right? By gloating is bad. Gloating is bad because you tend to make other people feel bad for losing, and you tend to linger in the moment. So it's like for example, you guys won a soccer match, and every single day you don't hear Cristiano Ronaldo or some other person speaking about that win that they had in 97 every single day. You don't hear that because that's bad. But people do that. Good evening.
Yes, I'm Becky.
You are Becky.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We are talking about reprimanding, but what are you wanting to talk about? Because this is your Wednesday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
yeah.
US ladies,
mm-hmm.
you have got those mm-hmm. men you love
mm-hmm.
the most
mm-hmm.
according to your own heart.
Okay.
Why you have to put someone on flesh, although you love him during the time of proposals?
On pressure, in what way?
Hmm?
In on pressure, how? Like, what do you mean by why do we have to put them on pressure even though we love them?
On pressure before you accept.
Like, how do we give them pressure?
Hmm?
How do we give pressure?
Playing
hard to get or what? Playing hard to get.
Playing hard to communicate with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so you tell me that you want me, and then me, I say what?
You don't even want to have a discussion with me. But according to your own heart, you know already that this man is the one who I must prefer. I need him. But you pretending as you reluct to have a communication with me. You pretending as you have not.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Me, you pretending if you have no time with me, but really in your inside your heart, you have time with me, you have enough love with me.
Mm-hmm. Why are you whispering? When it comes to these things, you like to whisper. Okay.
I trying to call you, you cut my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Even I trying to SMS you, and you keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Even I approach you, you answer me.
Why are you whispering, love of the nation? How?
Hmm?
Why are you whispering?
Every day approaching you,
mm-hmm.
you answer me as like someone who have no time with me. But when I walk out, you start smiling again and look on me. Yes. Why you have to put place on someone who you prefer the most?
I think it depends on age. It depends on background.
Mm-hmm.
It mm-hmm. depends on past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It depends on... Okay, it depends on age. It depends on background. Now, background, we're talking about how we were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the one you do not need him.
No, yeah.
You are the one who you know what is inside your heart. You are the one who know what's inside your mind.
Yes.
You know this is the one.
Yes.
I want to say, but why it is just so hard to just make a communication?
I can hear you nicely, love of the nation.
Why you cannot make it as an easy way? You have to facilitate. Yes, it's the one who you prefer facilitate. Now, how can I know? How can I know? Because I don't know what is inside your heart. I don't know what is inside your mind.
Okay, the reason that I'm saying that it is because of various factors, right?
I understand.
Yes. So, with age, right? If I'm 20 years old and you are 25 and you are seeking after me, I'm a bit skeptical, right? I'm a bit skeptical, and also in my own life, I don't really know what I want. I know I like you. I know I want to be with you, but I don't know what I want. So I'll play hard to get. But if you find 30-year-old me, Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play those games. I'm not going to play those games because, one, I don't have time to have you chasing after me for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have time for that. It's either we get together and then we are together for 2 years, or, like, I don't want you. So, it really honestly depends on where you are at in your life. If I like you and I want to be with you, then the likelihood of me accommodating you to some degree will be there. So I will have conversations with you. And I will entertain you to some degree at a specific age. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are things that I'm going to hold back on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there are certain things that I will not allow. I'll put up boundaries for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then all in all, I am definitely having conversations with you if I like you. The only person that I don't want to have conversations with is a person that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only person I don't want to have a conversation with is a person that I do not like, or the person that I am most likely going to end up using because I don't like them like that, and they are the ones that like me. So then I start to think of how I can get things from you that I want, like somebody to talk to, assistance, financial aid, sex, companionship, but I am not in love with you.
But mm-hmm. to be honest,
mm-hmm.
ladies have subtle behavior to the men while they are engage with a relationship. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That behavior to the men while they are engaged with a relationship.
When they're in a relationship, yes. And usually a woman that accommodates another man while she's in a relationship.
Even if they are not in, they are just have subtle behavior to the men while they are engaged with a relation.
I don't think so. But it depends, right? On age, for example. And then we go to
bed. No. Let me tell you something. Me, I experienced
it. You have experienced it. You have experienced it, but it still doesn't mean that the person was in love with you.
It has nothing to do with the age.
And that is what I'm saying, that it has,
I have, love of the nation.
Okay. That is why I'm saying that there are many other reasons to this type of behavior. It could be age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it could be background, and then it could be past experiences, and then it could be exposure.
You are right. It also depends on the understanding.
Exactly. So now, if my background,
Just hold on.
Imagine if me, my background, if we are taught, right, from a young age, kucha amacho hayafazi kwapo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that I am just going to come to this window and just be accommodating men? No.
That is
then. Because even if it and kufadukapo physically, I will run away from you in one way or another. And we live in a world of cell phones, right? So I will run away from you telephonically. That means you are texting, I'm not replying on time. That means you are calling, I'm not answering your calls. I'm going to call you back after 2 hours. That's just running. But it's running in a different dimension. Shashino nare, we are to fadukapo koma fururundishi physically. Mara, now we can't run away from each other. Shashi, no, ngweo zipko Hockland Park and Gaya ndi ziko Pioneers Park. Ita katu nangea pifa dukapo tapi meetinga muma tawaka. So we will run away from each other in cell phones. Now, in this cell phones, it's me pretending I didn't hear the phone. Pretending I'm sleeping. Pretending. You understand? Because where I'm from, I'm taught that a girl cannot be so easy to access.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
And some of them already agree, although it is difficult to make it orally.
Yeah.
But through emotional, through reaction, already agree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is because they are also told things like, Omati Itaira Mokana. My God. That is why, especially with village men, there is a very thin line between consensual sex and rape. Because they don't understand the difference, because their women have not displayed the difference. Shashino onu oteku fazuka po, but na nyoku kukuhore. Yoku kuhara. Mara noho non tu ine kuhara na yoteku fazuka po. So you as village men are confused about ano onkin tu ohahara na nangin ndeteku itaere.
And you also have to differentiate on how to approach different
women. Exactly.
You cannot approach them in the same way.
Yes. And that is what village guys are here suffering, and later on they resort to what they know, which is something that sounds like rape. Or something that is very rapey. There are guys that are sitting in jail, love of the nation, eh? That believe that they shouldn't be in jail. Kucho yarundi liro rape, but the act that they did was in fact rape.
Yes.
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 Because there is this thin line between cultural beliefs and what the law says. So in the legal aspect, when you are giving consent, you must say, yes, I also want to have sex with you. That is consent. Now, in traditional times, you wait for the guy to come and make at 2 o'clock. And then you go to their house. And then 6 o'clock, he escorts you back. That's consent. But then now in contemporary times, apparently that in itself doesn't constitute consent for you to have sex with them. So what happens there is if you didn't want it, it is rape. But then in a cultural aspect, the question would be, what did you go and look for there at their house if it was not that?
But in a cultural aspect, we were taught, some of us, we were taught in the right manner.
Yeah.
We're taught that you have to approach a lady in a peaceful and respect manner. Make sure that you have to talk to her peacefully and try to convince her.
But that
without being obliged.
Yes, but that convincing, right, in itself is seen as harassment. Because what do you do in convincing?
No!
Is it let's go home?
With an idea, Demetri.
I'm asking, is it become my girlfriend or let's go home and sleep?
I'm coming.
Which one is it? Is it let's go home and sleep or is
I'm
it
coming.
Be my girlfriend?
I'm coming. Okay. I'm not finished.
Okay.
You have to
to talk to her in a polite manner.
Give us an example.
No. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Even if she deny or she react in other ways, do not get angry. Do not do not use force, but you must be energetic and try to convince her so that he can agree for what you are trying to brought about.
You want to have sex with me under false pretense?
There is false pretense.
When you are talking, you are telling me.
Demetrius, I am talking to you. Where is the false? Now I'm talking.
And it is false pretense. So you are going to be telling me lies.
I did not tell you lies. To move or
not
what?
False, Akashi. False. I didn't say false. I said.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
I didn't say false. I said false, like not true and false.
False.
False pretense.
You want to say that I can misread you?
Yes.
There's no misread.
How is it not misleading if you are telling me, Kucha, at your house there's a Bentley and the Rolls Royce, like BH1?
There is no misread. I have to engage in a conversation with you so that I can win your heart and your mind.
Okay.
You cannot fall in love with someone without win her heart.
Am I really yours, or you just want to have sex with me?
That is our agreement, as long as we make it through a peacefully agreement.
But that's not what I agreed to. You said it's a relationship here. You said you know relationship. And then tomorrow you are saying, no, I just wanted to lay with her. That is why we can turn around and say he raped me.
No.
Yeah.
Rape for
Shash, no, we are all lying, Moss. What's the problem? You are lying. You told me you are in a relationship until you are married. Me, I can also say you raped me, Moss. What is it? We are all liars here, Moss.
That is an accusation.
I don't care. My emotions are also important, Moss.
You cannot do it for someone who
Say you don't know.
I'm talking about the one you prefer, most you prefer.
My dear, you also prefer me, but you are married. How? What is your problem? We can prefer multiple things here.
You are the one who agree with
I didn't agree to become your side chick. I didn't agree to become a one night stand. Now tomorrow you are telling me early in the morning I must get up. Your wife is coming now. Ha! You are married.
Sometimes you know already.
I don't know. This time I don't know, Ne. How?
You were supposed to ask me.
I already asked you, but you were too busy lying. How? I asked you. Hey, love of the nation. You just want to play with me. Then tomorrow after you chop him. You are telling me, no, my wife is coming, I must get up now at 6 o'clock, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Where am I going to go at 5 o'clock in the morning?
you also have to make a proper investigation.
I cannot make investigation about liars.
Before you...
You must just tell the truth from the beginning, or else I'm also just going to lie like you are lying, Mos. Shashinwa tu kenya tu popeni funja, Mos.
But when it comes to such a thing...
Kana. My heart is also important, Mos.
When it comes to such a
kana
thing...
Kana kameme, my heart is also important. Maybe you will also learn kuchaya akurukazi ya funja.
Let me tell you something before my battery is not... It is not...
finishing. Mm-hmm.
Lady, when it comes such a thing of relationship,
yeah, we take it very serious.
Raids are, they know already how to handle anything, even if it is too young, but she prefers, she know already how she can have to talk to you so that you cannot get disappointed. Mm. If she didn't need you, she know already that how takatiki she have to use.
But you know, our parents said, me, my mother told me this I think it was also part of the sex talk, ne? Mm. She told me, kucha a matia atinba uzeu. Because my name is Uzeumos.
How?
She told me, kucha ama tia atindwa, ama chalo wantu.
You can just agree, anyone...
You don't agree, you lie. Mm. Uh-huh. I undina nale, even if you don't have. Undina nale.
That is deny already.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not denying. You lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you say things like I already have a boyfriend. Nenge, in this day and era, right now we cannot say that because I'm at your pay fair. They are very cheap. They are willing to go in you unamwene. So now with these ones, because they are very cheap, I'm at your pay fair, very, very cheap. Loose. Loose men. Give me your number. Okay. Then the person, you get the number. And then when you go home, you just block the number. Yeah. Tekarai nepotae nangweara. Finish.
The parents are just correct. We are from various.
Hmm. How much are we?
Some of the, if you just starting like that, you end up without even receiving anyone to come propose you.
Ah, wow! The person that you want to come and propose you will come. You people like dissing people. The people will come. I'm a woman. I'm attractive. There's someone.
Your mom was just taught you what it's like.
No, she said, "Kuch amatia atindwa." You must just lie to them. You must not tell them, Shashi Amati, Ohale Ngwambara. Now you go and tell them, Kuchai Nikuhara, and then the person beats you. Because you don't want them. Yes. Yes. So you must just say, no, I already have a boyfriend. If he's still pushing, then he wants, then you just give your number, eh? And then you go and block him and never talk to him again. Finish.
How can I am this of this age, but I have to beat you if you deny me? Oh. Of this age, of
oh,
this age.
Love of the nation. Kaishantwa ehe aireko hambo e.
The men of this age.
Kamusha muhe mwa ireko hambo e, kamusha muhe mwa peute kuye.
I cannot even shout at you if you deny.
Omoeli.
Then you
Omoeli kaige musanga.
Then you pave the way to me to look for others.
How?
Yes.
There are men out there, my dear.
I cannot even shouting at you. I cannot even hate you.
He will not rest.
If you come inside my house, I can just give you cool water. Thank you, my sister, for denying my proposal.
Hi.
Cool water so that you can drink.
I'm not thirsty.
Do you used to drink a soft drink? Yeah.
No. What am I doing at your house, Anu, if I don't want you?
Maybe there is a ceremony.
What ceremony? No. And then also, to answer also your question, right? It is past experiences. right? Mm-hmm. Maybe from past experiences, this woman has learned that if you just act like you love the person, ah. So now she's just pretending to be something else, but she's not really like that, but it's because of what happened to her in the past. Some women are like that. And then the next one is exposure. What she is exposed to. Now if she is exposed, those dirty kandeshi chicks, those ones, they will have conversations with you, my dear. Nekutira anonokul.
Yeah.
But then this one that has only had one boyfriend in her life, never walked around, is just work and school, and she's not used to such things, the likelihood of her running away from you is also very high, because kewe teku cha o teku handling angini ka.
She takes it as like a demon.
Like, oh my god.
Yes, Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you so much, love of the nation.
Good night.
Good night, good night.
All right.
Ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we are having the discussion around reprimanding. We are having a very comfortable and light-hearted conversation around reprimanding. And we are reprimanding lovers. We're reprimanding parents. We're reprimanding children. We are reprimanding one another so that we can somewhere, somehow find amicable ways to deal with conflicts within our spaces. So, our second bonus point on how to reprimand, right, is choosing a private setting. We have to reprimand each other in private settings so that we all feel comfortable. Conduct the meeting in a private and neutral location to maintain confidentiality and avoid embarrassment. All right? And that is number one, preparation. Preparation is key. So in preparation, we gather information and then we choose a private setting. And number two, address the issue immediately and directly. Focus on specific behavior. Clearly describe the specific behavior or performance issue, providing examples. For example, that other day when you said that I'm fat, right? I did not appreciate that. I didn't like it. You made me feel bad and self-conscious. That, for example, instead of you calling my cooking bad, instead of you telling me every day that I'm a terrible cook, I will never get a husband, how about you teach me, and instead of teasing me, because right now, as your child, I will never learn. Because there are children that are living inside homes where they are constantly ridiculed for cooking, right? For not knowing how to cook. But yet, none of their parents have ever taken them to the kitchen and said, let me teach you at least how to make sauce. Let me teach you at least how to make nkoko. Let me teach you at least how to make omboga. Let me teach you at least how to make mahou, you know? They have never been taught, but yet they are expected to be gourmet chefs. Right? And when they are not, they are constantly ridiculed and teased. Now, how do you reprimand me, and how do I listen to your reprimandation when I am feeling like I am under attack by you? And also, you are not finding a solution to the problem that you think I have. You are not explaining what it is that you hate about it. Because if I cook the pap correct, and I cook the veggies correct, like the spinach correct, or the wrap correct, or the 5 years correct, and I didn't cook the sauce correctly, then how about you address the making of the sauce? How about you address the fact that omi khoka danje ohadikara dayura? How about you describe specifically that the problem is my sauce? There are some people that will make it a general thing that generally your food is bad. Generally, this is just trash. Generally, you are like, this is not what I want. Generally. And then later on, you are left to feel like you are a terrible cook, but nobody gives you credit where it is actually due. So let us be specific and provide examples, you understand? Like that other day when you made the tuna salad, right? It had way too much salt. We would appreciate it if maybe you made it with less salt. Or maybe in some food, don't put salt at all. Or maybe in some food, right? Let us be the ones to source our own food. Or just put a bare minimum of it. You understand? That is how you address a specific thing. That's how you tell the person exactly. No, do it like this. You understand? And then the next one is avoid personal attacks. Focus on the action or behavior, not the person's character. The things like you always do that. And every single time I bring up this one, you always, and you are like this, and osho ningi, osho uldi, osho kala, osho uhoe, you understand? That is on the person's character. So if we are going to be addressing the issue, right, focus on the behavior, not on the person. Don't be saying that, okala to tara o TV, ngwe ito tereke, you are not paying attention to your food, the issue here is not my watching of the TV, because I have to be reprimanded.
Care that goes where you go. That's international travel insurance through NHP. We facilitate cover of up to 10 million Namibian dollars per member for medical emergencies abroad as part of your membership. No extra charge. To receive your policy within minutes, simply register at nhp.com.na before you travel. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
It's not my watching of the TV, because I have to be reprimanded for watching TV as much on a separate day. I can't be reprimanded about cooking, right? And you are bringing in my YouTube, my cell phone, and then also my listening to the Matriarchs radio. You can't bring in all these things. You can either bring in entertainment on its own when you are reprimanding me on its own just that day, and then today you focus on the food. So what you would say is, You take too long to cook, and that is why the macaroni is soggy. Behind the macaroni packet, there are minutes written there, which are 7 minutes only. You are not supposed to cook macaroni over 7 minutes. So focus on that, right? You focus on the issue at hand. Not on these things like, yeah, otantarara, or YouTube, that's why you people are failing. If you are talking about somebody failing, talk about somebody failing. Don't talk about the YouTube that is always on, but they are not learning anything, because you came addressing the failing issue, not YouTube. If you want to address the TV and the internet and etc., right, then bring it up on its own. Be specific. Don't attack the character of the person. You are stupid, and that is why you are failing, because you are just watching YouTube. Those are like three insults in one sentence. Like three. So you've just called me stupid, you've called me a failure, and you've basically told me that I'll never amount to anything because I'm just watching TV. Like literally, just in one statement, you have literally told me these three things. And then you're asking me why I carry myself the way I do. It's because I'm being verbally abused. It's because I'm being verbally attacked by the same people that are supposed to teach me and to guide me. I think we should also just learn how to speak in kindness and allow other people to really just, just find a balance and find grounding within themselves, you know? But we as people, how. All right. And this is the one that most of us, if not all of us, struggle with. Number three, or bullet point number three under subsection two, be calm or professional. That one is very difficult. How are you going to be calm when the person has been insulting you left, right, center? Eh? Be calm or professional. If you are talking from a work perspective, right, then professionalism must always be there. I know that this one is very, very difficult because we are emotional creatures, right? We are emotional about everything. Boy, like here, the person has been giving you a workload from hell. The person doesn't acknowledge your work. The person doesn't give you credit where it's due. The person doesn't see nothing or nothing. Nothing is like you are just a paper. And apparently you must be professional. Maintain a professional and respectful tone throughout the conversation. Now, our tone, ladies and gentlemen, is something that we have to work on tone, because it is a recent acknowledgement. It is a recent thing that has been brought to the surface. For the most part of our lives, we have just been going as if we are tone deaf. So we've just been accepting things and accepting the tones in which they are presented to us simply because, right? Simply because it's your mother that's telling you. So your mother is basically telling you that you are trash, right? And she's not saying that you're trash. She's saying that Antunkemu di membo munu mafariaga. If you know your mother very well, and that day, and you are fine, right? You can hear her say that, and then you can laugh because yaga ya bra. Katioki yaga. There was an uncle of mine, ko katioki yaga. You know, his name is Katio. I don't know if it's Katio or like maybe his name was Theo. You know, Theo yaga. You know, katioki yaga. But anyhow. So, right? You might laugh that day, but the day in Norarapo, the day that you are already on edge about something and you are not feeling well, and your mother says this, right? You will feel some type of way about it. Now, the thing about tone that I have noticed, especially with people that point out the tone, right? I think my issue with tone is the person that points out tone. I believe that within your mind and within your heart, you must find a way to differentiate between certain people and what they mean to you. Now, you find your colleagues that want you to come and talk like they are your little eggs and they are your babies, and you must be they want to say respectful, or they want to hide it under respect, right? But truth is that they want to be babied, right? They want to be babied through things. And when you address something that they have done or didn't do, right, then they turn around and make it a personal attack about your tone. Your tone, like with me, I get this a lot. And I'm starting to believe that it is not necessarily my tone, it is what I say. Because I can say the very same thing, and then you go and read it wrong. If I say that, stop fighting about it and just do your job. Right? We can be discussing something and then this person is like, yeah, but I was not supposed to do that. And then everybody agrees that Kucha is like, yeah, this is your job. Like, do your job. Right? Then I say, stop fighting about it. I would say, in my mind, I'm saying, stop fighting about it. Just do your job. But because, right, somebody is already upset and somebody is already in a funk, right? They turn around and say like, yeah, but the matriarch's tone. And like, there's no things about tone here, colleague. There's no things about tone here. First time met. die is nie jou ma se plek nie, die is nie jou pa se plek nie, die is werk. And if you are not working, then you're making us all look bad. So do your work. Yeah, but it's just in the tone that we're not here to baby one another. There's no things about tone things and what things. No. Do your work. Finish. Moss. But then you find that you have to speak in a specific way when it comes to parents. You have to speak in a specific way when it comes to partners. And this is where tone plays a role. So thereby colleague, it actually does play a role. It plays a role how you say it. It plays a role in the way your tone, you know, your tone. It was just more about the tone. Now, if you are angry friend, what type of tone are you supposed to have? That's my question. What type of tone are you supposed to have when you are addressing something when you are angry? Are you saying that I must say it in a specific way to make you feel better? Or must I patronize you because I think that you are an idiot? That's why I must patronize you. Or must I say it as clear cut as day? Which one do you want? There's somebody that's lifting up their hand and saying, me, teacher, me, I want nice and soft. Apparently, we want nice and soft so that we can hear the things that we are being told better. But how about maybe we take accountability for how we present ourselves to others, and maybe then the tone will not be harsh. But also, let's be mindful of our tone. I don't know how to be mindful of the tone. Like, no. Like, at this point, I'm over it. I don't know how to be mindful of the tone. I think it's just the matter of what is happening. Because it's usually people that are wrong, that do bad things, that turn around and try to reprimand you for your tone. Because, right, you cannot be the one that's doing wrong things at work and then you say that I must tell you that you are doing wrong things, ne, in a nice way. Suga wena. How? You are not open, don't go. How? No. Like, let's just be honest. There are just certain things that are like how. But then also, when we are addressing, for example, our superiors and people that we respect, right? I think that our tone doesn't get out of pocket. Our tone doesn't get out of pocket, and with people that are our superiors, right? We often don't get out of pocket. The problem is that when we are having one-on-ones with people where we are at the same level, the other parties like to interject. Or we want to interject, and then that becomes a problem. So if you're going to be reprimanding someone, right? Be calm and professional. If it's a setting of work, be calm and professional. So good afternoon, sir. How are you? My name is Elizabeth. I work in the HR department. I don't think that you have seen me at all. But I've been in all the staff meetings. Sir, I called you here. Or then you can give your boss much time to speak. Oh, okay, hello. What is it? Yeah, you must not. You must not lose your cool, because also people that are at the bottom of the food chain. Yeah, I want you guys to hear this one loud and clear. Like I'm not dissing you guys. I'm not doing anything of that nature. I'm just telling you people straight. Which are you people that are at the bottom of the food chain? You expect, right, your boss to be sympathetic and empathetic towards you. You expect your boss to be this miracle worker. You expect your boss to be a person that is soft and gentle. That's what you expect. But truth is, when you work at the top and there are at least 200 people beneath you, right? Over time, you have heard every single sad story. When you hear too many sad things, when you see too many bad things, you become immune to it. So the next person that comes there crying that their child was bumped, right? You might not even show emotion at all. You would ask them, how can you assist? Like, straight. Like, hey, so how can I assist you? You know? Like, okay, so your child got bumped. Okay. Okay, oh, that's very sad. But even the way the person is saying that's very sad, there's no sadness. You're like, ah, this man, eh? This person's like, oh, that's very sad. So how can I assist you, you know? And then you are like, no, I just needed an advance on my salary, so that I can pay for the medical bills. And then the person is like, ah, no problem. Speak to Simeon. You're like, oh, okay. It's not personal at all. It's not like your boss cares. But when you get to the top, right, you lose compassion. You lose it. You lose it along the way. Oh, koron da nine de totameka ara wafaron tunguya kukutara konti ma nine nine nine. It doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It doesn't mean that you have no heart, right? It just means that you have seen enough bad things to know that bad things happen. And you have seen enough to know that you are not taking a chance on this and you are taking a chance on this one.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Hello. My dear. My dear. How? I don't know what it is. No, but don't do her. And I'm going to go. Good afternoon. Hi. Like, my goodness.
Do you have an elevator pitch speech?
I don't know.
You don't know what's an elevator pitch speech is?
No.
When people are in
Ritavazende kize imba izwezipiri loekerze mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa hamo chwalo ni mata amska vwana kare kana mitukiserize kuvwana msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo wa zezwezipiri ze kakulifafela mashiring alika na 36 na million dollars kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesfa fasi ye tatama 5% machipisa hamungo lisari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamungo lisari kwelize sirela 25% machipisa hamungo lisari kwelize lishumiperi muketeri kwelize zo muvata kuri mukone kukala kuikola zendezewo imba imiswalezi fanachipisa imba tokubukanira fasi kaufela mwipe kwali sevelezo za imba kachenu kuri mukone kuikola zende kaufela
when people are in the normal settings, when people ask for what kind of a person are you, or normally can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what do you say?
I say I'm intense.
That's actually an elevator pitch speech.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay. Teach me.
Like when you go into an interview,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
People want to know where you came from and how you got here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called an elevator pitch speech.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get here?
Me?
No. No, in a normal settings, how did you get here?
To work.
How did you? Queen Mother?
I think you're like my favorite of late. I like somehow getting under your skin a little. It's like every day I just have to ruffle your feathers. It's like, okay, cool. What's the thing, Amy? Okay, elevator pitch speech.
Speech. Yeah.
Okay, and this is the speech that that people give in interviews of how did you become who you became?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
in a normal way.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Who get you here to mm-hmm. be where we are
mm-hmm.
now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who okay. are you? Mm-hmm. We need to get to know the kind of person that you are, the reason why you are here today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
we learn from each other.
Uh-huh. Of course we do. So if I had to give like an example, or in an elevator pitch speech, right? It would be that initially I'm a very funny person, or I'm considered to be very funny, but I'm also well-spoken and quite advanced in the knowledge that I have. So I got here by being invited to have a session on Eagle FM, and from there my boss took a liking in the way I present myself, and then eventually I acquired my own show, my own program, where I pulled my own heartstrings.
People like this is for
is that
the
correct?
Young, no, like, yeah, it's very correct.
Okay.
But this is not for me, it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the people out there. Anybody
who's
out
the
there,
one for me?
Yeah, no, anybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there listening, this mm-hmm. is for you. Pick anything that my lady said, our lady said mm-hmm. now, and then build from that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into an interview panel,
mm-hmm.
people will look at you, this is a person well read.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want people like to be somebody in a corporate world.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
Yes, somebody that can wear a suit today and a bamboo dress tomorrow.
You see,
and it all just works out.
Yeah.
Elevator pitch speech. Hey, elevator goes up. I thought it was because of the tone of my voice. I speak very loud.
It's always like that.
Even my family members speak very loud.
Oh.
Yeah, so we come from a shouting house.
It's an opinion.
Yes. Like,
so I listen to classics and slow,
mm-hmm.
and I like to think it as emotions expressed musically.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Beethoven and stuff.
Yes, people mm-hmm. out there singing their emotions out.
Yeah.
And then you are on the receiving end.
You know, I always used to think that I would always be an artist. Once upon a time, I used to be an artist. And then I wanted to find out or figure out my purpose of the voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to radio, I figured that, so this is what I'm supposed to do.
Radio?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. I don't like music. I don't like music because the glory of music has been taken away from me.
By whom?
By being in the music industry. You know, when you listen to a song, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You for example, you would listen to Celine Dion, yeah? And you would hear, I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can remember where or when or how.
The high pitch.
You see, you hear beautiful things. me, I hear work. Ilonka.
Yeah.
You hear the first voice, then you hear the second voice that's bubbling under. I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can remember where or when or how. You see? And then you have to make 10 of those for one sentence.
Oh, yeah.
Then you see eh. And then you also have to make ad libs like, cry. Boom. Ha. 16 hours.
Trying to find the perfect pitch.
No, my dear. And no, my dear. I have to talk once. If I want to sing, I want to sing once. I don't want to sing many things. Like, every time I went to the studio, it was just crying. Again. Yeah, just make two more voices. I don't have any more voices.
No, like in most cases, I think artists, they need to
to tune into their emotions, especially if you sing the downsided one, like the classic, the jazz, the down tempo one.
Mm-hmm.
Tune into your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they will be like, find the perfect voice, like go again mm-mm, and again.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nah. Who wants to do that? Nah.
They want, you have to tap into your deepest inner soul, like your deepest inner feelings, your heart and soul.
No.
Yes.
No.
You have to.
I'm tired of dipping into my soul every day. Dip. To Nah. Just leave. Man, I know, guys. I will use my voice for radio. Yes. I'm meant to speak.
Okay.
I'm meant to speak and I'm meant to laugh and I'm meant to be a part of something bigger. Not that one.
And inspire.
And inspire. Ta da da da.
Did I give it to you?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Elevated speech.
Thank you for the strength you've given in me.
Ne?
You have given me, actually.
Ne?
Yeah.
Are you good? How's your heart?
Thanks for the therapy you have given me that I didn't have to pay for it.
My dear, free of charge.
It's paid by what?
What?
Truly. It's truly. Wow.
Wow.
I need. No, seriously. I need to see this person. I need to see this old man in person.
That they were.
Yeah, him.
My dear, he's a very fireman.
I know.
My dear, apparently if you exercise with him, you die.
No. I've listened to him, to a certain extent, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
He is a ball buster.
Yes, he is.
A ball buster of emotions.
You know he's never been on my show.
Really?
Yeah. 4 years, my show.
No, I listened to him, I don't know when, I listened to him first. It was when, I think, 2022, I think, or mm-hmm. 2023, somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot really, but then there was a time he was on the review with Monish.
Mm-hmm. With whom? I can't hear you properly. I think there's something that's trippy.
Michael, who? Michael something.
Mesach.
Yeah, Michael Mesach. Yeah, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened, and I was like, oh, this person, this man, this old man,
mm-hmm.
we need to exchange the tobacco.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
We sit there and then he exchanged the tobacco on our pipe and then, yeah, dive into his old mind. People like him, I like to think he's a museum. Yeah. Yes.
He's never been on my show.
We need to take wisdom from people like him.
Mm.
Yeah.
If I had to have an interview, if I had to have a conversation with Tatewa, I don't know what we would talk about.
Do not prepare.
I don't want to be quiet and just be looking at him.
No. Let everything flow. Yes, let everything flow because I think he's a well read, well articulated. On point, and he wear his hat on his sleeve, I think. Yeah.
I've never had him on my show. Everyone has heard him on the on their shows.
But I think he listens.
No, he listens. No, I know he listens. He's just never been on my show. He avoids my show.
Why?
And for being a mean man.
Yeah.
and they don't trust me.
Child of
Eagle FM, they don't trust me. They just feel like I'm going to throw them under the bus. Like, could you talk about that? Hey, calling me. So, how's your coitus life? Woo! Now!
like, I think, I've been on the receiving end way too much.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
If I have to tell you the kind of things that I've been through, I was on the verge of losing it all. Thanks to my son. And then one day of all days, I stumbled into this radio. And then there you were. Like, back in the days when you used to start at 7.
7:30.
No, I was just being bored, and then I listened, and then I was like, why is she talking too much?
I grow onto people. And then they don't like me at first.
No, actually, she won me over.
Of course.
Yeah, she won me over. No, like, where is Happy anyway?
Juju.
Happy, the one in Angwediva.
I don't know which one is Happy from Angwediva. I only know Happy Juju, the one that does life lessons. Happy. My children, you must see my kids. She's around, they are listening.
No, I picked, I went to Indongo Toyota I think 2 months back, to pick up a car, and then I went to her workplace, and then I couldn't find her. I just wanted, those are the people that had been there for me, like, in more ways than one. I couldn't find her.
Oh, maybe she was not working that day.
I think so. Like Indongo Toyota is just close by where she works. Yeah, no, like I passed, and then I was like, I asked, like, where is this person? Where do you know? Like, I actually lost her number. Those are the people that he introduced me to, like got me glued to this show. She's one of a kind. Yeah. Tell her this for me.
I will.
The problem is I disappeared. I go on the other side of the country.
You ghost
country.
People.
Yeah.
I can see. But it is well. But you are a lovely person to have around. I talk about you often.
I was down, and then I managed to pick myself up, dust it off. Like, I have to thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Eagle, and thank God. Like, everything, like, I never
expected it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything. Like, for real. Have you ever felt like your gratitude level is not gratitude in the way you want it to gratitude, because you are living in answered prayers and you don't know how to be grateful extra?
But there was this other time you were on the show with who's the person? You were crying, he made you cry, and then I was just sitting there.
I cry a lot.
Like a friend.
Like, oh, that's a friend story.
You were actually talking about suicide.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you don't know what's on the other side.
Yeah.
And I was just there.
Like me. Like.
I was just there, and, I remember going back when I was with my son. Mm-hmm. He was a 3 at the time. He was asleep, and then I took a tie. I tie it up upon the ceiling. Before I could execute to my plane, he walked up. Mm-hmm. No, like, I've been there, like, there were times, like, I lost my will to live.
Mm-hmm.
But then, listening to this radio station, I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you should love the one person or the one thing that made you feel glad that you are alive.
Yeah.
I am thankful. I am the living proof.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, it's life.
It is.
We got to take it as every day as it comes.
I believe that we are having, a human experience, né? And every day there are just so many colors and so many new things, and I'm so glad you're here.
If I was given the coloring pen, and I had to paint a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a perfect picture painting. Like the colors of emotions, that, like the colors of the rainbow. I know there are people that loved me, but they don't see the troubles that I went through.
Yeah.
They don't know that the things that I went through.
The magnitude of what you've gone through. How deep it cut.
The whole spectrum of it all. This is not for me. I've overcame it all. This is for somebody going at the starting line of what I went through. Life has more to offer. Take it from me. Life has more to offer, but then when you are alone, you got to tune into your own tune. Tune into your own horn. Yeah, and then you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and then when God say it's your time, you give it to God. God did not bring you this far to forsake you.
Yeah. Not at all.
Not at all. But here we are today. I'm rejoicing. My cup has overflowed. Like, I have to look at, like, if I was not here, if I had given up to my depressions and everything.
I'm telling you.
My grandmother will be suffering right now. Like, nobody calls Kuchan. Do you need the petrol?
No one.
Like the neighbors will come, Kucha, we need fresh water. Like when Grams was in the hospital, nobody was like, how's your Grams? Well, but I did not care about that. I was like, okay, fine. You want water? I can give you water. Because she stays at a place where there's salty water. And I did not give up. Like when you have something to give. And she, one thing of that, one lesson that I learned from her, like, when you give, right? Do not consider what you give.
Yeah. Don't rather, keep it in your thought, let it go.
No, it's, she said rather, don't consider what you give, but the heart that you give it with.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, if you give it with a good heart, then that's okay.
Socially.
You can give, like, a whole universe, but if you don't give it with a good heart,
it
doesn't
nothing.
Mean anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
But you mean something. and you are loved by me, by the kids, by everyone, by Nangula.
Nangula came back.
Nangula, Nangula came back.
Yeah.
She was mopping even today.
I know she's trying. She's trying to fit in, but yeah.
How is she?
Tired.
Tired, huh?
Lousy.
Yeah?
I actually feel sorry for her. When she came, I was like, I need to talk to you, come. And then she came, mm-hmm. And I was like, go get your bags. Do you have transport? Can I go with you? Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, like, there's, you know where you used to keep the money for emergencies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now take, go get your bags and then come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when, like, I gave her the keys and I was like, when she came, I was not inside. And then, mm-hmm. Yeah, they ate, they cooked, they ate. And then, yeah. And thank you for that. I have to thank you for that.
Yeah, because you're about to go south.
No. I'm solid. Actually, I'm solid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But is she good? Is she okay? Actually, is yeah, she okay?
Aside from...
poverty?
What? Yeah. She's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Remorseful?
I rather not get involved.
Mm. Yeah. No, but I'm saying, was she remorseful? Like the way Ekoro Kepoje, is she like a person is sorry?
No, she was. She was like, there was that just the two of us.
And mm.
We talked.
Mm-hmm.
It was just in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked. After talking, we were like, I was like, okay, fine.
Mm.
Somebody who was on your corner told me, like, come back.
Mm.
There are second chances in life.
Mm.
Even killers and
get second chances.
Get second chances.
Then you are not a repeat offender.
Your second chances, it's a trial run.
Mm-hmm.
If you mess up, there are no second chances for you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on your corner told me, like, come back.
Mm-hmm.
You are not coming back for me. You are coming back for us.
Mm-hmm.
By us, I mean you and those people, like, in our settings, in normal settings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then she went to get her bags, and I think everything is back to normal.
Did she say thank you?
Body language, she said.
Nah.
Yeah, like, energies don't lie.
Yeah,
have you ever walked into a room where people were talking about you?
Mm.
Yes. Okay. That's the energy I got.
Okay.
Have you considered reading a book of every conversation of where people, where everybody has all spoken about you? Imagine. No. Actually, imagine reading a book of every conversation whereby
everybody was talking about you. Sure. I don't think I want to hear that one. I don't know. Maybe it's also just out of fear that I don't want to.
I love you forever and a day.
And I love you forever and a day.
I hate to break this party all up, but I think it's our time.
My dear, you have brought so much life. You have brought so much life. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you as well.
All right. Sorry to the kids in Angola. She must not disappoint me.
Okay, she is the living proof.
Yes.
Is the living proof, and hopefully one day you get to meet them, everybody,
the whole team, the whole squad,
the whole gang, like actually
in a ship.
Yeah, we want something. We want the car with a roof rack, and then we go by the coast and everything, like passing through Etosha as well, and then
we drove past Etosha as hey.
Yeah.
My dear, in this my big age, do you know that I've never been to that place in my life? I've never even seen giraffes. It was my first time in my life.
Oh.
In Namibia. Yeah? Oshirik Ngan Namibia that likes my country. But yeah, we will get there. That would be nice.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, my dear.
Tomorrow.
What's the name of photosynthesis?
Man.
Shappies.
My feathers. Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We are here together. We're going through this thing called life together. We're not giving up. We're not giving in. We are pushing through. We are trying. We are going above and beyond in all honesty. And when we get to the finish line, we can look back on our little hearts and say that, you know what? We've lived a good life. So for me, the matriarch, I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. If nobody told you today, I love you. If nobody told you yesterday, I love you. If nobody's going to tell you tomorrow, here's an I love you that you put in the pocket, okay? And then you must take it out when you need it. For me, I bid you farewell.